We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. How could you not know him? Former world heavyweight champion, Hall of Famer. You saw him this past weekend at MLW Battle Riot. Now a free agent. We got Mark Henry here. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great.
I mean, I mentioned all the places we've seen you. You also are an enabler of Denise Salcedo. You're on a show with her every week. I mean, listen, I got her on Mondays, and then I got to hear her tell me how she got to hang out with you like every weekend.
You know what, man? I love Denise. Denise is hilarious, and she's not even trying to be. If she was trying to be funny, maybe she wouldn't be. I don't know.
Oh, amazing. Well, as I mentioned, we saw you at MLW Battle Riot. I'm so fascinated with how this came together because it was very quick. Like, we had posted a report that we had heard your contract was coming up. You confirmed that and said, you know what? I'm going to be hitting free agency. Next thing we know, you are at MLW. So that ball had to get rolling pretty quick.
I've been friends with Court and Alex Greenfield forever. And, you know, sometimes you have relationships with people. It's not the same as being friends with people. Like, I know those guys. Like, they were friends of mine. And, you know, like, when you're a friend of somebody, you don't have to talk to them every day to still have that respect and admiration for them. And that's what it is, especially Alex, man. Like, we just get each other. And the people that I have those relationships with in wrestling, if they call me and say, even if it's last minute, and they call me and say, hey, would you be willing to do this? All right, well, let's do it. I just want to come see you. You know, so that's what it ended up being. Being able to see the product, well, I've watched it online and stuff, but to be able to see the product in person and meet a lot of the talent, which a lot of them I already knew. And you start to see some of your friends' kids be in the business. Like, it just don't get better than that. And I had that over at MLW.
You mentioned that your son is interested in possibly taking up pro wrestling in the future. MLW has been like the launching pad for an awful lot of second generation, third generation wrestlers. Like Brian Pillman Jr. got a big start there. This generation of the Von Erichs, a ton of that. Do you see that or anywhere as a possible landing point one day if your son does decide to take up pro wrestling?
Well, I told him before he comes to America and becomes a mainstream name, he better travel the world first. And so he understands that he's going to have to go to Japan, that he's going to have to go to Australia, that he's going to have to go to Africa and Mexico and Canada and do tours for about a calendar year and work out all the bugs, learn to work out with different people's styles, learn to exist in locker rooms. That's the stuff that I didn't get. I'm not going to do to him what happened to me. Yeah. You know, like that's what fathers are supposed to do. Jacob is a stereotypical second generation wrestler. His understanding of pro wrestling is elite. I mean, he can, you know, hell, I'll set it up for you. I don't have to be present.
Sure.
He can come on this show with you, and you'll come away from it going, holy shit, like this dude is, he for real. Because his understanding of wrestling and the psychology of it. Not just, it hurt me to break it to him. Mm-hmm. It was like at 11 years old, I had to tell him that Santa Claus wasn't real.
Yeah.
You know, for wrestling. And that what we do is based on psychology. And sometimes it's the Bible. Sometimes it's simple, good versus evil, fast versus slow, big versus small. Like, learn to tell a story in every moment. And he was like, but y'all thought. And I'm like, baby, we went at each other, but we know what we were doing. Like, we're professionals. And one of these days, you're going to be a professional. And when you get there, you're going to be one of the best of them. And it comes with a price to pay. It's like that, the montage from the movie Fame.
Yeah.
Or the TV show. And they tell you that it's blood, sweat, and tears. And you got to sacrifice. And that's pro wrestling. Like, you give a piece of yourself every time you go out there. And everybody's got a bump card. And at some point, you know, it fills up and it's over. And you want to be able to make that stretch out over 30 years and not have it fizzle out in 3 or 4 years. So he's been trained to be a guy with longevity.
Speaking of the bump card, we saw your influence on pro wrestling continue this past week. I know you talked about this on Busted Open Radio, but the AJ Styles swerve retirement. And I love that you mentioned we'll have to do signings together. You in the salmon jacket, him in the blue jacket.
Corny.
Always
working angle, trying to get a paycheck.
I love it. I love it. What? How did you feel? I mean, you know, that is one thing everybody drew the comparison. Like, even when I tweeted it, I said AJ Styles still has a lot left in the tank. Like, your influence there, what was felt so strongly. How did that feel for you to see that romanticized so much by wrestling fans?
I loved it. I feel a sense of pride when I'm being honored. And, you know, WrestleMania, Bianca Belair did a Mark Henry spot and walked up the steps and pressed her opponent into the ring. And, you know, like, whenever people do stuff like that, Braun Strowman did it several times. I just feel like a sense of accomplishment. It's like, you know, you feel like a proud papa. And, you know, I got a tweet or a text message from AJ Styles saying, man, I hope I made you proud. And like, it made my eyes well up. So like, the having an effect on people is sometimes greater than you doing it yourself. I don't know if I explained that properly, but
no, I get it for
like,
sure.
I felt in my heart enough to make me tear up. So that was pretty damn special.
I think that you have the most appropriate theme song in the history of pro wrestling. Like, every time I heard that music and I saw you walk into the ring, I was like, yep, I believe every lyric, every word that 3-6 Mafia is saying right here. I believe somebody is about to get their ass kicked. What was it like for you the first time you heard that and you were told this is going to be your theme song? Because it is so identifiable now.
Well, when I first heard it, there were no lyrics.
Okay.
It was just the music. And at that time, Jim Johnson had me talk to Juicy J, and we talked for about an hour and a half, and I told him about my childhood and where I came from and my mentality, and he was able to pull from what I said and write that song. And this is a guy that won a Grammy just a few months before. And we talked about Memphis. I spent a lot of time in Memphis. The Memphis was the first wrestling territory I ever worked in. There were still territories when I came into wrestling. That tells you how long ago that was. And that 28 years ago, the being in Memphis with Jerry Lawler and working, you know, like the all of the territory shows around Memphis, man, I grew to love Memphis. And when I mentioned that and started telling him, oh, yeah, I know that place. So we hit it off. So I knew he was going to do a good job.
Yeah.
When I left that conversation, I couldn't wait until I heard it. Like, it was 2 weeks later, I got the TV and they said, you want to hear it? And I was like, hell yeah. And I remember sitting there listening and he was saying he was like, man, this is like, he was me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how in the hell? That's the artistry of music, man. I don't think like that. I think in promo form.
Sure.
I think I'm talking to you. I want you to see and feel what I'm saying to you. Look at me when I'm talking to you. You know, like that kind of thing. And now when you do that, people, they'll look at you because you commanded them to do something. And that's what people do with music. And he did that. I've had 1,000 people come up to me in my life. Hey, man, your song is on my workout playlist. You know, whenever I get ready to do a heavy bench, a heavy squat, you know, I got to play Somebody's Gonna Get It.
It's so good.
So yes, they did that, man.
You also made your imprint in AEW. You got over just saying it's time for the main
event.
It's so good. I noticed it stopped. When I asked about it, because we had people in our Q&A saying, why isn't that happening anymore?
It was too over.
I was told like maybe
because I wasn't a talent. Thing.
Really?
You can't be more over than the talent.
So, like, at what point did you realize, all right, this is clicking, this is going really well for me?
You know what, man? Tony, people are going to say negative things about Tony. Communication is the key. Mm-hmm. Like, I was able to communicate with Tony. Tony is the boss, so he don't listen. He don't have to do nothing that I say.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's the boss. But I wish that he would allow me to help him be even more the boss, because talent will always try to lead you to do it their way to make it fit them rather than make it fit the company. And I just wanted AEW to do well. I don't disrespect no individual talent. There's not no wrestler ever say Mark Henry shit on me, except for maybe Ahmed Johnson and Ryback. But they deserved every bit of venom that I ever spit at their ass. But I've never ever been, I might critique things from an educated standpoint, but I don't target people. I don't try to belittle anyone. You know, I want to do just that. A critique is the point to get it fixed. I want it to get fixed.
Yeah.
And there's some people that just criticize for clickbait or to, you know, try to make it seem like, oh, I was great and you were the shits. Those people, I don't talk to people like that. There's no wrestler that can say that they're a friend of mine and they run talent down. And I remember talking to LA Knight at WrestleMania last year. And he came on the show and I said, you know what? I'm really proud that you have been able to find your way and make things yours, because there was a time when I was very critical of you because you did more copying than you. Mm-hmm. And he said, yep, I remember you. You were pretty damn critical. And I said, look, if you felt like there was an issue, you should have called me.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 people over there with my phone number. And if I thought that somebody that I had respect for or that I knew could teach me something, and they said, you know what, Mark, you're good, but this is, you might want to try this or do, I'm going to listen and I'm going to try to fix it. That's why I had success. You don't become a world champion in three sports that have nothing to do with each other because you're that damn live. God gave me some unusual gifts and a lot of confidence. But he also allowed me.
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas' boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need to be humble, and he allowed me to realize that I don't know everything, and to be teachable and coachable, and that's been kind of the groundwork of my success.
You mentioned your incredible physical capabilities. We all remember your feat of strengths that you would show off in WWE. Were there ever any that WWE pitched and you're like, that's not humanly possible? Or anything just completely out of the blue that you're like, you know, I don't know if any human can do that.
You know what? When I pulled the two semis,
yeah,
I had never done that before.
Okay.
And when I did it, it looked too easy for Vince. He said, wow, that's impressive. He said, but it was easy. Can you pull two? And I said, what? So that was 17,000 pounds. He said, oh, you could do two. And yeah, I ended up doing two, but my ankles and feet hurt for like a month. It took me a long time to recover. Like, I mean, it really, really hurt me. And that's, you know, you just have to be able to monitor. I'm not complaining or putting no blame on Vince. Like, you know,
yeah.
People in television are always going to push you to do bigger and better because we don't have CGI.
Yes.
We don't have smoke and mirrors. You either can or can't. And luckily enough, I could. But I'm more impressed like, you know, my lifting accomplishments, you know, speak for themselves. But the fact that I had at 375 pounds to have a 9-foot standing broad jump and a 33-inch vertical, I challenge anybody in the world to go find somebody. Go find them. See if they exist.
We would often hear stories about you like dunking basketballs and stuff when
yeah, Google it. There's videos of me dunking in at the Foot Locker Slam Fest. You know, I competed in the Celebrity Slam Dunk Contest at the state basketball tournament in Texas. One of the guys asked me, you know, could you still dunk? And I had on dress shoes and blue jeans. And I said, probably. And I dunked at the Irwin Center in front of 15,000 people. People lost their damn minds over a dunk. And I'm not 6'7". I'm just a shade under 6'4". So you got to have ups.
It's so funny that I use this as an example, but when AEW or WWE take their show out of the arena, I often think back to, I think it was a segment with you and D'Lo at a strip club, I think it was. And I was like, I loved stuff like that. Like, just take it out of the venue, show us a different setting. And I don't know why that's the one that stuck with me in my mind.
Listen, you trying to get an invitation? I'm retired. I haven't been in a few years. It's been about 5 or 10 years.
But I'm like, how do you clear? Like, was it a legit strip club? And like, how do you even negotiate something like that?
You know what? I don't even know, man. I can't remember how all of that stuff took place. I think my favorite one was me and Mae Young at the hotel on Valentine's Day. Like, that was the one that was the best one. Me and China's date, where I took her to dinner and we went to a bar and we danced and ended up getting in a fight with the people. That was probably my second favorite. Mm-hmm. But me and D-Lo going to a strip joint, you know, all of them stuff. I don't even hardly remember those. They weren't as memorable as the ones that stick out in my mind. But man, me and May and me and China had a lot of fun.
I often am interested in how like people are approached and find out about important moments of their career. And I'm so interested to find out how that happened with you and the Nation of Domination. Because, I mean, obviously that is a group that people still talk about today.
The best faction of all time?
Yeah. What is it?
I said the best faction of all time.
I would agree so.
It's hard to argue.
I know, especially considering the pedigrees that happen both prior and after, where you've got like 3 or 4 world champions involved in one faction. How were you first approached about that, and what was your reaction?
I think it was the first person that said something to me was Vince. And then Ron Simmons and The Rock both said, hey, you need to go down to the ring because, you know, they want to talk to all of us together. And I'm like, all of us? Who is us? You know, and then Dwayne proceeded to telling me that, yeah, it's going to be my thing. I'm going to bring you into the Nation to help us. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, it was, I was in shock. I was like, man, this is awesome. And I was kind of like the heavy, like the fold your arms bodyguard type of dude at first. And, man, it was a surprise that they were making me. I just thought that I was going to go out there and do something with them. And it was like a one-off. I didn't think that that's what Vince meant when he said that he was going to put me with him tonight.
It's incredible. It really is. Not only is that incredible, but you've got an incredible eye for talent. Like, I remember the story you told a few years ago about how you lied about Bryan Danielson's size to help get him into WWE. And everybody knows about your influence in getting.
He was good, though, man.
I know.
Like, I mean, I say that like you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Like, I saw him on TV. Like, he was on an ROH match. Well, he was actually, I saw him on ROH after the fact. But he wrestled some spot show in Canada. And I just happened to be in Canada. And I'm looking at flipping the channels, and I see this dude in burgundy shorts wrestling somebody. I don't know, Paul Burchill, somebody. He was wrestling somebody. And I was like, this dude is, you know how you get excited and there's nobody to talk to?
Yes.
Like, I'm in the room, like, looking around, like, yes! Damn. Like, wow, this dude is good. And I called, who did I call in Canada to see if he knew the promotion? Jimmy Corderas.
Oh, yeah, the referee.
I called Jimmy Corderas. I said, Jimmy, what is this wrestling company so-and-so? I can't even remember it now. It wasn't Stampede. It was something else. And he said, oh, yeah, I know that guy. I said, man, call him and ask them who this guy is. If they got the information, like, how can I get a hold of him? And I called him. I got his phone number. And I said, hey, man, this is Mark Henry, man. Man, you good as hell, man. I was like, you have interest in going to, like, WWE WWF then? It might have been WWE.
I know he started when it was WWF, but then when he finally came in, it was WWE.
Yeah, so it was WWF at the time. And he said, yeah, man, I'd love to if I can get a shot. And I said, well, they told me that they wanted me to help scout. And, you know, I'm going to suggest you. So I'm going to give them your information. And he said, okay. And I talked to Johnny Laurinaitis, and Johnny said, how big is he? And I was like, shit, he got to be. I've never seen him in person. I said, he got to be like 6 feet tall, maybe 200 pounds. Like, it was just an exaggeration, not because I was being shady, but just because I didn't know. And I was just like, his talent was so immense that it made me think he was bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, he got to Orlando, or not Orlando, it was in Tampa at the time. He got to Tampa, and I remember Johnny calling me, hey, Steve Kern said this guy is small. And I was like, what do you mean he's small? And he's like, I told you we were looking for big guys. And he was fussing at me, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, did y'all watch him work? And he's like, well, I haven't seen anything. I'm going over there tonight, for a little while. And then about 4 hours later, I get a phone call. Man, that boy can go. And and it was like, good job, Mark. And I was like, yeah. Man, fuck off. Y'all was just cussing me out just a minute ago.
And it's not even just him. Like, Braun Strowman has credited you for finding him, Jade Cargill, Apollo Crews, who had a name on the indies, but and a lot of people were saying that, but you putting your stamp on him really helped.
Yeah, Baron Corbin, Japan,
Baron Corbin as well, said you were very instrumental.
Yeah, and Rich Swann was over there in Japan at the same time, too. People think that I just watch wrestling in America. Man, I watch wrestling to entertain myself. Like, there was a time when I didn't even watch regular TV. All I did was watch wrestling because I love wrestling. And when you watch as much wrestling as I do, you just have an understanding of it that's greater than the average, not even average, even the elite guys don't always see what I see. I see it before it happens. So I see people like Bianca. I saw Bianca at a CrossFit deal. And she's supposed to be trying to win a CrossFit competition. But she was exerting energy that she didn't have to exert. She would do a clean or snatch, throw her down, do a cartwheel, go to another lift, and then she would like do a lift, and then she would do like a backflip, and then she would run. I'm like, what is she doing? Like, she was an entertainer.
Yeah.
She was designed to be a pro wrestler. So when I see people that are in their gifting, I go, oh, you're in the wrong place. You need to be over here. And so that's kind of like my gift, is just being able to see it before it happens.
So as we wrap up, a reminder, everybody, check out MLW every week. But you always get it. You always have people tweeting you about it. It's been 6 years since your last match. Have you put that to bed, the possibility of doing another one, or are you keeping that option open?
I got about 5 bumps left in me.
Okay.
And they won't happen for about 3 years.
Okay.
Because once Jacob gets out of college and he goes into wrestling, I'm going to have to stand on the apron and somebody's going to have to come bump me and he's going to beat the shit out of him.
There we go. There we go. I love it. I love it. Man, I could talk to you about wrestling all day. I learned so much just listening to you. You guys can learn an awful lot listening to Mark Henry on Busted Open all the time. Check it out. If you can suffer through Denise Salcedo, you get to hear Mark Henry.
Leave her alone.
That's the reward for like the suffering through Denise Salcedo. But also check out Mark on MLW as well. Mark, I want to thank you so much, man. It's been a long time coming. My first time interviewing you. One off the bucket list for sure.
Well, man, I enjoyed it, man. Like, you're not as horrible a guy as people perceive you to be.
See, I'm a great guy. I am a great guy, verified, wonderful guy.
So, Ross, now you got to go to themarkhenry.com and check out the Remarkable brand, because there's going to be a lot of other athletes on there. And I'm going to shine the light on some talent that need to have the light shined on them, that are not getting the attention that they need or deserve. Just keep your ear to the street, because I'm about to do something that's going to be pretty damn impressive in the world of pro wrestling. And I couldn't do that as an employee. I had to be my own boss.
We encourage everybody to check that out as well. Guys, until next time, we're out.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.